Is the COVID-19 vaccine mandate of God or is it evil? The governess of New York City backs her stance in favor of the COVID-19 mandate by bringing God into it, into a mandate that says healthcare workers who refuse to be vaccinated are to be fired. She justifies her stance by saying, quote, God answered our prayers. He calls the most brilliant men and women to develop a vaccine. That's from God for us, and we should say, thank you, God. Now then, it has been proven that the so-called COVID-19 vaccines have caused fatal strokes, blood clots, and inflammation of the pericardium, among other problems, in people of all ages. Let's not be deceived. A risky and potentially deadly vaccine is not of the God of the Christian Bible, whose healings are recorded in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. God never accidentally killed anyone while trying to heal them. Let's read an interesting passage in the Bible to gain insight on the or into the evil behind any COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The scripture of Daniel, 1st chapter, verses 5 and 8 say, the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. This is nothing less than an ancient equivalent of a modern mandate, such as the COVID-19 mandate. It was forcing someone or attempting to force someone to ingest, inhale, or inject something against his or her will. This is not of the God of the Christian Bible, but rather it is of the God of this world, who is Satan, according to 2 Corinthians 4:14. The king was the government, and his rule to eat his food was the equivalent of a mandate. Now Daniel obeyed the king in everything until it came to his body, because the Bible tells us our body is the temple of God. Daniel drew the line there. If you read the first chapter of Daniel, which is in the Old Testament, you'll see that God was with him and with the others who refused to put something into their bodies, though mandated by the king. It's high time we examine our faith in God, our trust in him to supply all our needs, because the day is coming when we will be prohibited from buying and selling if we haven't taken the mark of the beast, according to the 13th chapter of Revelation. That's all for today. Continue your study of the Bible with Manna Minutes by heavenlymanna.net, the Bible podcast for the busy lifestyle. Please note that our podcasts are also available in the Spanish language.